Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Almost 15 years ago, my husband and I said I do in his parents' backyard with about 20 people. Talk about low-key and pretty darn eco-friendly, I might say. And we're going to be talking about eco-friendly weddings with the wonderful Lisa Barras. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, hello. Oh, my gosh. My wedding was a little bit bigger than that, in Hawaii, in fact. But
nice.
Yeah. Small weddings are great. You know, XO Group, they're the creators of the website The Knot, does an annual real wedding study, and they found that couples today are spending an average of $30,000 on their wedding. And that's just an average. As we know, a lot of people are spending a lot more than that. So I'm going to give you some tips today to not only reduce your carbon footprint, because this is weddings have become such a huge waste consumption and a lot of waste going into our landfill, but also to help you save a boatload of cash, which I know is really important to any bride and groom. Looking to tie an eco-friendly knot. So I want to start with diamonds, one of the biggest expenses in the wedding. And basically, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend, as we know, but they are not Mother Nature's friend. And, you know, we've all heard of the conflict-free diamonds now from the movie, obviously, Blood Diamond. And this is a really great thing to look for when shopping for diamonds, because these diamonds are actually taken from responsibly mined diamonds under ethical conditions. So the funds are not used toward any war funds or anything like that. And when shopping, you want to ask for that. Brilliant Earth is one brand that makes conflict-free diamonds. And actually, a lot of retailers are now switching to that. So Kay Jewelers, Tiffany Jewelers, and even Zales, they only use conflict-free diamonds now. They are a little bit more expensive because they're cutting out, you know, all the unethical things that are going on to make those other diamonds affordable. But you want to look for the Kimberly Process Certificate. That's what it's called. So when you get a conflict-free diamond, especially if you're paying a little more, ask for that certificate. That will validate that it's legitimate. And Tiffany, in fact, owns their own mines, so they actually oversee and make sure that their diamonds...
interesting.
I know, who would have thought? So I think that's a really great thing. And something brand new that I just discovered is called Pure Grow Diamonds, and these are making a big splash right now. These are actually made in a lab, and they are basically indetectable from a regular diamond. They are not synthetic. They are actually manufactured in the lab, but they're completely natural, made from carbon, just like a regular diamond, but they're 30 to 40% less expensive. And they are, like I said, making a huge splash because you can save a lot of money going this route. And, you know, they're ethical, they're sustainable, they're eco-friendly. You can get them in any size, any color. And I think it's just such a fantastic way to go. Ron and I were getting remarried. I would definitely go that route myself right now.
What about some of the, I mean, I'm not a huge diamond lover. I mean, I always laugh at my husband. I'm like, honey, you know, I'm such an inexpensive wife because I really, diamonds are not my best friend and I don't really care for them so much. Like, it's not my thing. Jewelry.
Yeah.
I mean, I love fun jewelry, but
yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, what about something like, what is it, a cubic zirconia? Like, what about some other options that maybe not are the real thing, but maybe are those better options for people?
Those are good. Cubic zirconias are synthetic, and the thing with those is they can start to fade and look really dull after a while. I mean, I think it's perfect if you're in a really tight budget, right? It's better than nothing. But I think these pure-grown diamonds are really going to be the new wave of what we see things going to, because they are ethical and they, under a microscope, they said even a trained, you know, gemologist can't even detect the difference between those and ones that are mined. So, yeah, but cubic zirconia is obviously, you know, extremely affordable. And another thing I want to go into is the dress, which is obviously a big expense in the wedding, depending if you're a bridezilla or not. But, you know, it's our special day and we all want to look our best. But there are really amazing places now that you can buy slightly used wedding gowns. As we all know, you have this dress on for what, you know, a couple hours at the most.
Yeah.
So I personally did this, and you can actually purchase and resell your wedding gown. The site that I really love is called preownedweddingdresses.com. And I actually sold mine. I didn't buy mine there, but I sold it. And this is really funny. I had a designer dress by Monique Lhuillier, and I sold it 12 years later. I thought, oh, no one's going to buy this dress 12 years later. And they did. And it's really fantastic. You just upload your photo, you create your price, you go back and forth, and everything's done via PayPal. So you get your funds right into PayPal. And I want to say that site also buys back Mother of the Bride dresses and, you know, bridesmaids and all of that kind of stuff. And they have gorgeous stuff. They have really nice.
Can you repeat it again? What's the
That was preownedweddingdresses.com. Another one is Bravo Bride. There's another one called Smart Bride Boutique. And then Tradesy, I don't know if you've heard of Tradesy, they do everything wedding. So even the decor you can buy and sell. And it's really great because you're really only using these items for just, you know, a few hours. Now, one thing
My partner, Randy, we've been business partners for 15 years. She rented her dress. So she didn't actually buy it. I bought mine, but she rented her dress. She bought it. Yeah, she brought it back. And literally she was like, this is the best deal ever. So I don't even have to think about it. I brought it back dirty and they took care of the cleaning and everything else.
Isn't that nice? I know, because even the cleaning, I know I got mine preserved and cleaned and put it in a box, thank God, because I sold it 12 years later. But that's expensive too. That's another expense that you don't think of. And you know what? If you love your dress, someone else is going to love it and really get to enjoy it on their day. Now, there is a nonprofit called Brides Against Breast Cancer. And I know we have all been affected by somebody in our family or life that's been touched with breast cancer, since 1 in 8 women today have breast cancer. And this is a really fantastic thing to do, is donate your dress to this group. Mm-hmm. They literally fill up their truck with the dresses that have been donated, and they travel across the country. They do tours, and they sell the dresses very inexpensively, and all the money goes to help women with breast cancer. So I think that is just fantastic.
That's a really great idea. So what would be another thing to, you know, save money on, just because we're running out of time?
Okay. Obviously, you don't want to put all that waste. So what you can do is look for a recycling center in your area, and you can find that on Earth 911. You can just put in the zip code and find out who in the area of where you're getting married will recycle things after the fact. There's another great group called Special E, and they will literally pick up reusable items from wedding, and not just weddings, but any event, and they'll repurpose them through food banks and homeless shelters. So I think that is so fantastic. And then Feeding America, you can locate a food bank in your area, and any leftover food or flowers can go to them. And then, of course, just even local hospitals or shelters, you can donate any of the decor and flowers to.
I think that's such a great idea. Lisa, you had one more question?
Yeah, you know, I'm just blown away. What did you say? It was $30,000 is the average. I have to ask, where do people get this money? I mean, I don't
know. I know.
I'm
unfortunately. Between, and that's, you know, the ring, and that doesn't even include the honeymoon, that $30,000. So, you know, people are actually getting into debt over their weddings, and it's just not necessary.
Which is definitely, like, I agree. Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, we have about not even a minute left, maybe 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
One last little tip, and that is with your wedding invitations, think about maybe doing Evites for the save the dates, or plantable paper. Plantable invitations are really popular now. They have little seeds embedded, and when the guest gets their invitation, after they're done, they can actually plant it back into the ground, and it'll bloom wildflowers. And they even have plantable favor boxes for wedding favors. So, you know, just think about every aspect and how it can be reused, reduced, or recycled when you're done.
We love it. Well, Lisa, thanks for being on our show today. You can learn more about Lisa at ronandlisa.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at ronandlisa. And if you love what Lisa has to say, you can go to radiomd.com/naturallysavvy and listen to our past shows with Lisa and Ron. They're amazing. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.